Hello, and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is Shalia M. Harden, and in this show, we are going to discuss the fundamentals of Six Sigma. But before we get started, to learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my profile at GoGo.com. If at any time you have questions or comments regarding the content of the show, please use the question and comment box located in the lower right-hand corner of the homepage of GoGo.com. It is suggested that you submit questions as they occur, then click Submit. Your question will be answered soon after the completion of this show and posted to the GoGo.com homepage. Now let's begin. Many times in my work, I am often asked these questions. What is Six Sigma? How does it work? And what is the benefit to me, or why should I learn it? Let's start with the first question. What is Six Sigma? Six Sigma is a mindset or a methodology as to how we logically go about solving a problem. Think about this. Every day we are engaged in some form of activity that requires us to process what we have observed or heard, and then to respond to the request with some form of action. With some people, their response will be based on a memorized behavior or a pattern of familiarity of how they handled this particular type of situation in the past. And for others, their response will be from what is typically known as from the fly or off the cuff, because these individuals have not memorized or become disciplined to using past experiences to respond with repeated action or behavior that is successful. Sometimes off-the-cuff responses can be right on the mark or the bullseye, but this is very risky and for some stressful because you don't have any confidence in what the outcome will be. There is no method or basis as to how these answers were derived. But one key factor that will influence the success of the outcome of the response is our discipline to consistency in our thinking. Learned behavior. Being able to do something once is great, but the real challenge is being disciplined to consistency, to do it again and again with little variation. This is sustaining it. Have you ever wondered about a family heirloom and the importance of it? Many people think that a family heirloom has to be a valuable, and the longer it's kept, the more valuable it becomes. This is not necessarily the true focus of a family heirloom. It's more about the lesson of maintaining, learning how to maintain or sustain something over time, over generation after generation. Six Sigma does just that. Six Sigma is based on opportunity to do something either right or wrong. Six Sigma shows us a disciplined approach for successfully solving a problem. I call this disciplined approach a way to be able to save or compartmentalize your mind so that those successful actions that you had in the past, you can actually retain and recall them as the years pass. I always like to keep old reports or things that are published or ladders so that when they resurface again to a ladder that I need just like that, I don't have to sit back and think about recalling that ladder and how I wrote it, but basically just go to a file, pull it out, and change the name, and then resend the ladder out. What this does is it frees up my mind and the energy to focus on new things, to create what I call breakthrough thinking, or to learn something new. But if you're always spending most of your time just trying to recall things, or to look at trying to find where you put it at, that's a lot of energy and time that was wasted. But it also does not free up your mind to learn something new. Six Sigma is also a process. It is a systematic approach to reducing defects which affect what is important to the customer. Why is the customer important? The basic thesis of my work is that meeting customer expectation will improve customer satisfaction and loyalty. Let me explain this a little more. Look at yourself as a customer on any product or service that you buy. If the particular product or service meets your satisfaction, then you are more likely to buy it again and again or go back and get that same service. So I call that, when it meets your satisfaction, brand loyalty. So meeting customers' expectation will improve their satisfaction and loyalty. Now think about this. The more loyal you are to it, the more happier you are to it, you are more likely to tell your friends and family about it because you believe in the product. So meeting customer expectation will also improve your market share. The more people know about your product and the word gets out, the better reputation you get as well. So let's keep going with this. Improving customer satisfaction and loyalty will improve market share and improve your reputation. And last but not least, the more market share you have, the more revenue you will generate. So let's start from the beginning. Meeting customer expectation will improve customer satisfaction and loyalty. Improving customer satisfaction and loyalty will improve market share and reputation. And improving market share will ultimately improve your revenues. Thus, Six Sigma is a process that focuses on solving problems from the customer point of view. The whole key is to satisfy the customer. Six Sigma is also a set of tools. It's qualitative, statistical, and instructional devices for observing process variables and their relationships, as well as managing their characteristics. Generally, when I facilitate on-site Six Sigma training, I typically ask the participants at the beginning of the class this following question. What might be your concerns about the subject before we get started? And I generally receive this reply. Do I need to have completed a statistical course before taking this course? Well, the answer is always this, that is no. Do not fear that you do not have enough statistical background to use Six Sigma. As many of the tools used in Six Sigma, specifically the Green Belt training, are part of the quality tools that you were taught in formal K-12 math programs. This includes histograms, where you have to tally or count the number of objects on each line or by hour. The subgroup of the data generally is distributed to form a histogram chart. In Six Sigma, these type of graphs will be used to understand the centeredness and spread of data set of our population. As well, a flowchart is used throughout the Six Sigma to visually display through symbols and signs across an arrow, the sequential flow of different types of activities or tasks. Another common tool used in Six Sigma is the fishbone diagram. The fishbone diagram is used in Six Sigma to understand the various influences or effects specific variables or factors have on the output. These common SPGC tools and more are used in Six Sigma to help you lay out the data in such a way that the data actually speaks to you to understand process variation. The potential variables are factors causing a variation as well. It determines the optimal improvement solution. Lastly, Six Sigma is a measurement-based strategy. The Six Sigma value itself describes the data population's standard deviation. Let's understand standard deviation in a little more detail. One conceptual way to think about a standard deviation is that it is a measure of how spread out a set of data is from the mean or bell of the curve. Thus, when thinking about the sigma value describes the total area of the population standard deviation that is under the bell-shaped curve. Thus, the higher sigma value, the larger the area under the curve. The larger the area under the curve means the more narrow the spread of the set of data. And lastly, the more narrow the spread of the set of data, the less the variation of the subject process data. Ideally, with Six Sigma, you are working to shift data-driven processes to be Six Sigma in value, which means the process spread and center is within six standard deviations, or Six Sigma. The Six Sigma value has become the new standard of excellence for organizations to achieve in their product design, processes, and service, which sets a measurable goal of only 3.4 errors or defects for every 1 million opportunities for an error or defect to occur. So again, Six Sigma itself is a value. That is its value of excellence. Well, I am out of town. I hope you have enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question and comment box located in the lower right-hand corner on the homepage of Gogo.com. In the next show, we will discuss the second question. How does Six Sigma work? If you are interested in viewing my other shows, just search the Gogo.com radio archive for Shelia M. Harding. As well, if there is a question or comment you would like me to present on a show, please send me an email and let me know. Thanks for your time today, and remember to tune in to Gogo Radio, found exclusively on Gogo.com.